We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Clock Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Tuesday night. And we look forward here tonight. And we got a lot we're going to get into. And we will talk about Will Chamberlain 60 full years ago tonight, scoring 100 points. We'll talk a little baseball later on with the Phillies. Odubel Herrera getting his second chance at being in the lineup today. But I want to start with the decision the Eagles have to make very soon here. And we don't know. And Howard Eskew was with us last hour, and he said he's hearing and believes they're not going to take a quarterback with number 6 overall pick. We'll see. The draft is a little ways away, but what's not is free agency. And I know right now the Eagles don't have a lot of money to work with. They will carve out money. They will clear out salary cap space. This is what they're going to do over the next 3 weeks leading into free agency. And when that arrives, there is this feeling out there, and this I've heard it a lot, that a lot of fans seemingly don't want a quarterback, don't want a real competitor to Jalen Hurts here. Just want to kind of say, oh, Jalen Hurts is our guy for 2021. If you listen to this show at all over the past X amount of months, you know I am a fan of Jalen Hurts. I believe Jalen Hurts can be a franchise quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I am on board. I am in on Jalen Hurts. I love the work ethic. I love his ability. I love his running ability. I love the intangibles. I'm in. I like Jalen Hurts a lot. But I don't want to give Jalen Hurts the starting job just for no reason. I believe the Philadelphia Eagles have to go out and acquire, and I'd imagine this will be through free agency or a trade, a legitimate 1A option, a legitimate competition, you know, a guy to compete with Jalen Hurts to be the quarterback in training camp. I don't want to just hand the job to Jalen Hurts. I want to make Jalen Hurts earn being the Eagles' starting quarterback in 2021. And part of it is I look at the mistake the Eagles made with Carson Wentz and the mistake they've made before where they just kind of handed him the job when they traded away Sam Bradford. He never really had to earn the job. And I think the seeds of what we just watched over the past couple years began there. I don't see any downside in the Philadelphia Eagles bringing in a real, and I'm talking about a legitimate quarterback. I'm not talking about Nate Sudfeld. I'm talking about a guy that when we walk into training camp, they could say with a straight face and they could look at everyone with a straight face and say, it's a competition. And that could be Marcus Mariota. I'd be on board with that. That could be a Tyrod Taylor. I'd be on board with that. It could be a Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'd be on board with that. Someone of that ilk where they're coming in here and they're a real quarterback. I would even throw Mitch Trubisky in there, though I think he'll probably be a little bit too expensive. You want to throw Cam Newton in there? Throw him in there. Like a guy that can play a little bit and can be a competitor to Jalen Hurts, where you look at it and you say, all right, Jalen Hurts is going to have to earn the job. Like there's no... You know, if Nate Sudfeld's the backup, or if a sixth-round pick is the backup, or if it's a guy we've never heard of before that's the backup, there is no competition. They could pretend there is, but it really wouldn't be. The only way it's a real competition is if the Eagles sign somebody that's actually played as a quarterback in the NFL before, that's been a guy that has played and started football games before. That is the way you set it up. So not only am I hoping this happens, I think it is imperative that the Philadelphia Eagles set up a real quarterback competition around Jalen Hurts. A couple of reasons why. One, he hasn't earned it yet. For as much as I like Jalen Hurts, I mean, let's just be honest about it. He had a 52% completion percentage last year and was 1-3 in his four games. Like, if you're the Chargers and you have Justin Herbert, you're not thinking about quarterback in terms of free agency or a trade. You have Justin Herbert. He earned the job moving forward, no doubt about it. Jalen Hurts did not do that, at least not yet. I think he'll embrace it. And with some guys, as we just found out with Carson, you know, competition isn't always embraced. Some guys don't like that. I believe Jalen Hurts will embrace it. And if he has to win this job over a Jacoby Brissett or a Cam Newton or a Tyrod Taylor or a Marcus Mariota, I think he'll go out there and he will compete and put his best face on and not pout and do his job. Because, again, I think he realizes, as the son of a coach, as a guy who's been in a program think about it. He's been with Nick Saban. I mean, he understands competition is the way it works, and that's how you become the quarterback of a team. Jalen Hurts won the quarterback job at Alabama as a true freshman. 18 years old, he walked on the campus at 17 and won the starting quarterback job. So he knows all about it at a different level, at a different place. He's been there before. I don't think he'll run away from it. And when it comes to the coach here and Nick Sirianni and his first year, like think about what he said to Angelo a few weeks ago when he hopped on about how there'll be competition in every position. That better not have just been, you know, a figure of speech. It better not have just been placating Angelo and us here because of the Carson Wentz factor still going on. I hope he meant that. And for Nick Sirianni, as he has his first training camp as Eagles coach and his first year as Eagles coach, I think it's imperative that he has competition, that he doesn't just come in here and anoint Jalen Hurts the quarterback, just like I didn't want him to come in here and anoint Carson Wentz the quarterback. I don't think that's the way you set a tone for the coming season. Now, if he had an established guy, if he had a guy that's been a starter here for 5, 6, 7 years and he's really good, it's a different story. But Nick Sirianni doesn't have that. He has Jalen Hurts, who's started 4 games in the NFL, and we'll see what else they add to him on the depth chart. But it's not, there's nobody here that is so accomplished that Nick Sirianni should say, all right, he's my quarterback. No, make him earn it. Let's have a quarterback competition and a real one. And I think you'll find out about Jalen Hurts by doing this. You know, I think 2021, no matter what you think of the season and the team and the roster and how good they could be or bad they will be, it's a year of learning about what you have. It's going to be a year for us as fans learning about Nick Sirianni. It's going to be a year of learning for the Eagles about what Jalen Hurts can be and what he is. And here's a great litmus test to start off a true year of figuring out what you have at the quarterback position. Can Jalen Hurts beat out Marcus Mariota in training camp? Can he beat out Jacoby Brissett in training camp? Can he beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick in training camp? If the answer is yes, great. Check off box number one. He can win a competition against a legitimate NFL quarterback. Boom. And if he can't, well, guess what you did? You learned something about Jalen Hurts. Maybe he's not quite as good as we hope he is. And maybe he's not quite as far along as you hope he is. You learned something. By gifting him the job, we're learning nothing about Jalen Hurts before week one. And the Eagles should use every single day, every single practice, to figure out if Jalen Hurts is their guy moving forward beyond 2021. It shouldn't just be like, hey, just go play. You're the guy. No, make him earn it. Let's have a legitimate quarterback competition here. And I think it's not just a hope. I think it would be foolish if the Eagles don't sign someone. And the last thing I'll say is this. They have 17 games coming up next year. I don't want to throw away next season. Do you guys think Jalen Hurts is going to play every snap 17 games as a mobile quarterback? I don't. He probably will get banged up. And they probably will need somebody else. And I don't want to throw away games, throw away a season as a new coach, as to set up a culture, and they try to win football games. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to bring in a legitimate quarterback to compete with Jalen Hurts? I'm not talking about Nate Sudfeld. I mean a real NFL quarterback. I'm talking about a Jacoby Brissett, who started games. A Marcus Mariota, who started a lot of games. A Cam Newton. I mean, guys like this, Ryan Fitzpatrick, do you want the Eagles to bring in legitimate quarterback competition for Jalen Hurts? Or do you just want to hand him the job? 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. We'll come back. All your phone calls. Should the Eagles bring in a legitimate competition for Jalen Hurts? I think they can, should, and it's a must that they do. We'll discuss. 717 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. What to watch for? Sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Well, I'm watching to see which veteran quarterback the Eagles are connected to next. It feels like every day there's a new article out there saying, well, when free agency opens, they could go after that guy or that guy or that guy. Tyrod Taylor, Jacoby Brissett, Marcus Mariota's been the hot name this week. I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan Fitzpatrick is not connected to them sooner than later. Cam Newton, all these kind of guys. And I am on board with the entire idea because there's no way that I'm going to feel comfortable heading into the summer with only Jalen Hurts as the only legitimate quarterback on the roster. They need more. The Philadelphia Eagles need to add to the quarterback room. And I don't want to just gift Jalen Hurts the job. I feel like if you're going to become the guy, and Jalen Hurts is truly going to be the guy here in Philadelphia that I think he can become and that I see the ability that's there that he could, you know, turn into for the Eagles, then let's do it the right way. Let's not just hand this kid the job. Push him. I believe Jalen Hurts will respond really well to being pushed. I think you'll get the most out of him if there's a real competition. And I think with Jalen Hurts, like, he's not going to run away from this. If they bring in a Ryan Fitzpatrick or they bring in a Jacoby Brissett or a Tyrod Taylor or a Marcus Mariota, who's my favorite one of all these guys, I think you'll get the most and the best out of Jalen Hurts if he's got to fight and claw for this job every day at training camp. 215-592-9494. I feel like as a whole, or, you know, I'd say a majority of the fan base has kind of moved forward with the idea that, all right, let's give Jalen Hurts 2021. And that's the outcome I'm hoping for. But I'm not just handing Jalen Hurts the job. I want to see Jalen Hurts earn it, and I want the Eagles to go out and get a legitimate second option to Hurts to play quarterback. And Mariota would be the guy I'd go after above all of them. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to acquire legitimate competition of Jalen Hurts or just hand him the job? Jerry is in Newark. What's up, Jerry?
How's it going, man?
Good, Jerry. What's on your mind tonight?
So I completely, hands down, 100% agree with you as far as the QB, like the competition. That needs to happen because if I don't know, if anybody hands him the keys to the car and he goes out and crashes it, what are they going to do that? The season's going to be completely washed if you don't do that. Nate Sudfeld, yes, he is a decent quarterback, but he is the complete definition of a backup quarterback. If you bring in somebody else, like you said, Marcus Mariota, which would be, I think, the best option, or Fitzpatrick, if you don't do that and you just give him the keys, it's not earned. And like you said, he has to earn it. I mean, yes, because of the Carson situation, him trying to get things his way and all the things that we did not know about, that things that aren't spoken of, you know, he was forced to take over. Yes, Doug Peterson said that it was his call on putting Jalen Hurts in. Whether it was or wasn't, you know, it was, you know, his time to get out there and attempt the shot. He might have been 1 for 3 on his starts, but he never had a proper training camp. He never had a real season. He never had a real chance to start. So bringing that competition in, you're going to bring the best out of both quarterbacks, or however many quarterbacks you bring in, you're going to bring the best out of all of them. And that's what we need.
For sure. And Jerry, I'm with you. Well, especially what you said there, all positions. It'll help Sirianni establish a culture here for the first time as a head coach. And you just said it, like, look, I like Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to be a good quarterback for the Eagles. But you're right. Like, if he crashes and burns, it would ruin the season. And I go back to Miami last year, right? Like, Miami's trying to build it the right way. They drafted Tua, number 3 overall. But they also had Ryan Fitzpatrick. And guess what they found out? One, they found out that Tua might not be the guy. And two, they found out that with a good quarterback, because Fitzpatrick played well for them, they can win games. So, like, at least they know that. Like, if Hurts is not good next year and the Eagles go 3-14 or, you know, 17 games next season, we won't even know, like, is it because the team stinks or is it because Hurts wasn't ready? Like, at least if you have another quarterback, it helps you know what you have on the team.
100% correct. And if you let him start and the season is a crash and burn because he is not what we thought he was, all you got to do is look back to the last 4 games of the season. Those were his first NFL starts. He's got a lot to learn, whether it comes down to mechanics, footwork, knowing the plays. You know, nobody knows, is he 100% completely open to the playbook, or did he only know 25, 30, 50% of the plays?
For sure.
Yeah, nobody knows that.
We have no idea. And I think it would bring out the best everyone. Jerry, I appreciate the phone call. Good call there. Look, when the Eagles build their team, I know there's a lot of talk around here about tanking or just throwing away the season. There should be nobody down at the NovaCare Complex thinking like that. Nobody. Like, they have to make decisions, long-term trades, how much they pay certain guys that obviously are with the big picture in mind. I get that. But you know what's not going to change the trajectory of the Philadelphia Eagles at all? The backup quarterback position. Like, let's just be real for a second. The Eagles could try to think about 2022 over 2021 all they want. But bringing in Marcus Mariota for whatever, you know, if he gets traded, he makes $10 million. If he gets signed, he'll maybe make $5 million. Like, no one they sign to play backup quarterback is going to materially change the football team over the next couple of years. I think the idea of, like, oh, we need to save our cap space. So come on. Like, they're going to have another quarterback in here. It's a matter of who it is and if it's actually a threat to Jalen Hurts. And I don't see the downside to bringing in someone that can play and pushing Jalen Hurts. Tucker, what are you feeling here? Jalen Hurts right now is the only quarterback of note on the depth chart, and that will change soon. It's just a matter of what kind of quarterback. I want a real one. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're not going to bring in Nate Sudfeld, but I think the idea that Jalen Hurts needs to go out and compete, I just don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, you brought it up. His time in college at 18 years old, he went out and won the starting job at the most prestigious college football program in the country. And then he went to Oklahoma and did it again as a senior. I mean, this is a guy who does compete. He competed all last year. He pushed Carson Wentz to the point where Carson Wentz's brain melted and he forgot how to play the position, right? So when I look at it, like, I understand if you want to bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tyrod Taylor, fine, but I just feel like the idea of bringing in competition and pushing Jalen Hurts, I don't know what benefit that gives you, right? Like, in my mind, if I'm Nick Sirianni, if I'm the Eagles coaching staff, my job is to make Jalen Hurts' job as easy as possible, right? Because for right now, if you're Nick Sirianni, your legacy and Jalen Hurts' legacy are tied, the same way Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz's were. And if Jalen Hurts crashes and burns, you know, the last caller said, well, what happens then? Here's an idea. You go draft another quarterback. That's what you do. Like, if you bring in Marcus Mariota, okay, that's great, but what's best case scenario? If he comes in and wins five games, what's that? Are you going to give him a big contract next year?
Well, you're not.
Is he the quarterback of the future and he's going to be our Ryan Tannehill? I don't see what benefit that gives you. I fully understand wanting competition. I fully understand bringing in legitimate backup quarterbacks. We're not watching a 3-13 team if Jalen Hurts struggles to the point where he's no longer playable. But the idea of just bringing in veteran quarterbacks and hoping that they can take over, I don't see it. I don't see the upside of that for this team, and I don't see where that fits in the blueprint that Howie Roseman currently has for winning a championship down the line.
Here, I'll give you this example. This is what my retort will be. The Miami Dolphins, okay? The Miami Dolphins draft two at number three. They also have Ryan Fitzpatrick. And you know what they found out after year one? That there's a chance, and I think a pretty decent chance, Fitzpatrick's not good enough. And they know that now for two reasons. One is
Fitzpatrick or Tua?
Excuse me, Tua. Tua is not good enough.
Is Fitzpatrick good enough?
To win a championship, probably not, but I do love Ryan
Maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah, probably. But my point is, Tua might not be good enough, even though they picked him pretty high in the draft. But they still were able to see that their team isn't far off. Like, that it gave them a glimpse of what they had. If the Dolphins played Tua all year last year, I don't know. That team might have won 6 or 7 games, maybe 5, 6, 7 games, because he just wasn't moving the football the way he should. And now they had Fitzpatrick there. They were able to put him in and out when they needed him, sit Tua down. And it doesn't solve their quarterback conundrum, but I think when you look at the Dolphins, you say, you know what? That's a pretty good football team. If they could just solve quarterback, they're fine. And my fear is, if they don't have anything behind Hurts and Hurts struggles next year, we're not going to know and they're not going to know what the real problem is. Is it Jalen Hurts is the problem? Or is it the team is the problem still? Kind of like we had this chicken or the egg thing with Carson all year. I mean, you know where I sat on it. Carson was the biggest problem, but we had that chicken or the egg debate. I want the chicken or the egg debate out, which is this. Give, you know, Jalen wins the job, great. He plays great. We're all happy. But if Jalen struggles and they go to Mariota, they go to whoever, and that guy wins football games, all of a sudden we might be able to say, all right, maybe the Eagles' young players are decent. Maybe they're closer than we think to being, you know, relevant again. And maybe they just need to fix quarterback. It would solve some troubles that could be down the line. William is in Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, William.
Yeah, how you doing, man? First time caller, man. I like your show. You run a good show. I like that.
Thank you, William. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. See, Jalen Hurts, he only played 4 games. They got him a chance. Just built the team around him. Bring him a Marcus Mariota and bring him some wide receivers and some defense. And I think that guy's going to be a great quarterback like Russell Wilson. So, you know, I don't blame him, but, you know, it's too early for that. You have to blame the general manager. He don't know what the hell he's doing. He's really stink.
Well, he stunk lately. Hopefully he got the Jalen Hurts pick right, because if you're right about him, then it'll be a good pick.
Yeah, I like Jalen Hurts. Bring him a backup call, like you said, and bring him some good wide receivers and good picks. The Eagles will be a great team. I guarantee you that.
Well, William, I hope you're right. I appreciate your phone call tonight. And look, the Eagles have done this before. Like, they've invested in the quarterback position, and it's why I'd be shocked. I'd actually be totally shocked if we go into training camp and it's Jalen Hurts and a Nate Sudfeldish backup. They're good. I mean, the Eagles have said and prioritized that position for years. I mean, to the point where they gave Chase Daniel a crazy amount of money to come in here as a third-string quarterback, because you knew at that point that they had planned to go get a quarterback in the NFL draft. I mean, the Eagles always prioritize this position, as they should. It's the most important position in the NFL. I don't want to throw away next season. I want Nick Sirianni to start his first training camp being able to say there's competition at every position. And I'll just feel so much better about Jalen Hurts and his chances to be the guy if he goes out there in training camp, nothing promised, and he stands out. He stands above. You know what would be great? If we walk out of training camp, we walk out of the preseason, and we say, and the coaches say, and everyone around the NFL says, there's no question about it, Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback on the Eagles roster. There's no question. That would be the ultimate scenario for everyone, I believe, down at the NovaCare Complex. Like, wow, he really is the guy. He didn't just outplay Marcus Mariota. He didn't just outplay Cam Newton. He outshined those guys. That would make me happy. You know what would give me a little bit of trepidation? Is if we go through training camp and it's like, oh, Jalen Hurts the quarterback, and we don't really know anything, if he improved at all, if he's any different, if he's the same guy that he was the last time we watched him in three quarters against Washington. I want to know and proof that he's a better player and he's improved. And I think bringing in a quarterback will help push him there. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Philadelphia Eagles to sign or trade for a legitimate quarterback to compete with Jalen Hurts? I do. I mean, I think it is a good thing and the right thing for the franchise to not just hand Jalen Hurts the job. They made mistakes along the way of developing Carson Wentz, and I think they can learn from that and make sure this is different. There's no red carpet being rolled out. You got to earn your way here. You got to, if you're going to be the player we think you could be, go and earn it. Dwight is in Limerick. What's up, Dwight?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, Dwight. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
I was just curious of your opinion about with Jalen Hurts having competition as a backup, or with a backup. Do you think it would give him more motivation to be better, unlike Carson Wentz?
I think he would embrace it, Dwight. I mean, I think it, like the motivation word, I think he seems like a pretty motivated guy no matter what, but I think he would embrace it. Dwight, I can't remember if I read a story or listened to a podcast. I think it was a podcast, actually, but I listened to Lincoln Riley, the coach, obviously, at Oklahoma, a few months ago. I think it was right before Jalen Hurts' first start. I was trying to go back and kind of learn more about Hurts, and I listened to the podcast that Lincoln Riley did, and he told a story that when he was recruiting Jalen Hurts, when he was trying to get him to transfer from Alabama to go to Oklahoma, one of the things he said that Hurts relayed to him was he didn't want to be gifted the job. He wanted to have to compete when he got to Oklahoma to be the quarterback. So just based on that, I think he would embrace it. I think it would bring out the best in him if there was a competition here.
All right. I agree with you on that. But who do you think would give him the best competition as a backup?
That's a great question. Yeah, it's a great question. I appreciate the phone call. If I were to rank them, Mariota would be number one for me. I think Marcus Mariota, of all of the names we've heard so far, stands the best chance, in terms of the combination of what he's done in the NFL, the talent that people think and thought he had, what I still think he has left in the tank. I think if you're gonna do this the way I want to do it, Mariota gives you the best chance at being real, right? Because there are some quarterbacks that they could come in here and say it's a competition, and it won't feel real.
Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, that wouldn't feel real. Tyrod Taylor feel real?
Are his lungs working again?
He's fully functioning lungs, Tyrod Taylor.
Then I'm in.
Okay, that's real. Mariota's real. Cam Newton's an interesting one. If there's one worry I have about Cam Newton, it's that Cam Newton commands the room probably even more than Jalen Hurts commands the room. Like, that would be that kind of thing would be interesting, because both of those guys are kind of those leaders that everyone gravitates towards, because, like, wow, look who our quarterback is. It's Cam Newton. And Jalen Hurts has some of that same gravitas, it seems.
And Cam
like.
Newton's famous.
Yeah, he's like a famous, accomplished Jalen Hurts.
Right, and it's not like with Wentz worrying about, oh, Hurts is a leader. Like, with Hurts, it's like, maybe these guys have never played with Cam Newton, but they watched him win MVP.
Starstruck.
They watched him win a national championship at Auburn. Like, they'd be starstruck.
It's almost like he's this generation's Vic a little bit, like a lame version of Vic. Vic was famous to an even bigger kind of portion than Cam Newton. But, like, he works. How about this name? Trubisky. Trubisky would be legitimate competition. Like, this is what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about legitimate competition. Ryan Fitzpatrick would certainly be legitimate
competition. What about
competition.
Kyle Trask?
The Florida quarterback?
Oh? Are we not drafting quarterbacks on day two anymore?
Well, look what happened last time we did that. Caused the whole ruckus around here. I do think he would be, legitimate competition. I can't imagine Kyle Trask will slip past the third round. So I would think, second or third round pick would be. But in terms of guys that are in the NFL right now, Mariota would be my number one choice, because I think it's the best combination of availability, ability, and accomplishment. I mean, he started over 60 games. He won a playoff game in the NFL. Like, that would feel like, okay, if Jalen Hurts was not playing well in training camp, you could say with a straight face, well, Marcus Mariota should start. That's what they need. They need someone in here that is good enough that if Hurts isn't ready or he gets hurt or is just not, you know, playing good enough this season, they could play him. I want legitimate competition for Jalen Hurts. How about you? 215-592-9494. Vince is in Frankfurt. What's up, Vince?
What's up, Joe?
Vince, what are you thinking here, man?
Listen, I'm not too – I agree with you on this. I do agree with your segue about him having competition and all that, right? Because I'm not sold on a guy that so much – everybody say supposed to be a natural leader and this and all that. He was a natural leader. And the Lincoln Riley story, I'm not buying that either, because why would you leave Alabama when you couldn't even beat out Tua?
Well, I mean, Tua was a great college quarterback.
It's still the same thing. I mean, you know, if it was competition, you know what I mean, thrust on you, you kind of ran from competition then.
Well, he didn't run. I mean, I disagree, Vince. He stayed for a full year after he lost the competition. He was the backup. He ended up coming in the SEC title game and helping them when Tua got hurt. He didn't run. I mean, at that point, he wanted to try to become a pro, and the only way he'd become a pro is to go play somewhere else.
Okay. Well, ain't that the kind of same thing that Carson did this year?
But he never competed. They never had a competition.
I mean, well, he basically lost it in the season. That's the same thing to me. He lost it just like Tua lost it. I mean, took his job in the season, right?
Yeah, but the difference is, so Tua took his job in a national championship game, and the next summer, Jalen returned with Tua, and they had a real competition. That would be as if Carson came back this year, and they had a real competition.
All right, I agree with you. I just wanted to have some competition because, you know, we turned the page, and you know what I mean, it's a new coach and all that.
Yep.
But they have the number six pick. You know what I mean? So anything can happen. You know what I mean?
Well, you're right, now, Vince. You're right about that. We don't know. I mean, they could take.
Mr. Howie said it was a quarterback factory. You know what I mean? Maybe just because one quarter piece of quarterback factory wasn't no good no more. I guess they still believe in the factory, don't they?
Of course they do. Vince, it's a good point. I mean, when there's a factory and you lose one machine, you got to put a new machine in. 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. Or we'll come back. Your phone calls on this. Do you want the Philadelphia Eagles to sign legitimate or trade for acquire legitimate competition for Jalen Hurts? Or do you just want to hand him the job and say, you know what, 2021, you're the guy. It's your job. Go show us what you got. I like Jalen Hurts. I'm a fan. I think there's a real chance he's going to become a good and winning quarterback for the Eagles. But I do not want to just gift him this job. I want Jalen Hurts to show us all and show the Eagles and show Nick Sirianni he's the best quarterback at camp with another guy next to him, whether that be Marcus Mariota or Brissett or Tyrod Taylor, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you name him. Bring him in, bring one of them in, and give this guy legitimate competition. 215-592-9494. We'll come back, all your phone calls, and it is nearly 60 years. Today's the anniversary of Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points in a game. We get back, we got to talk about those moments in sports that most of us, I would imagine almost every one of us, did not get a chance to be at live, but we wish we did. We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.